This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Ultima Thule, or Ultima Thule, or Thule. There are various ways of pronouncing this this place, this not entirely fictitious place. Is a traditional name for an island in the far north beyond the known world in a perpetual state of ice and snow. It is also a trans-Neptunian object resembling a giant peanut, 4 billion miles from Earth, first discovered in 2014, the furthest object in the solar system to be photographed by a spacecraft. But more importantly, it is a record shop in Leicester, by appointment only, inhabited by Alan and Steve Freeman, two-thirds of an experimental industrial avant-garde trio called Zircon and the Burning Brains, the third being Nigel Harris. Today's show presents music by that trio. To find out more about Ultima Thule, the record shop in Leicester, go to, well, just Google Ultima Thule Leicester and that will find it. Leicester, UK-based experimental, industrial and Dada avant-garde trio, Zircon and the Burning Brains, also known as ZBB for short, was established in 1981 as a sideline to Holy Atheist, a collaborative project of Alan and Steve Freeman with others. The unusual group name is a dedication to both Frank Zappa and Tangerine Dream's electronic meditation. For most of the time, ZBB were an experimental trio comprising the Freeman brothers from Alto Stratus and Nigel Harris. Zircon was the equipment, originally an old ITT cassette recorder rewired as a feedback device, and the Burning Brains were the human performers. Instrumentation included motors, tin cans, pots and pans, a Sinclair Spectrum computer, various cassette machines, tape loops, and later on, synthesizers, etc. The original band fizzled out and ceased in 1986, reforming for two albums in 2003 with totally different equipment, but the same Anything Goes free spirit. And this reformation also spawned the one-off sideline project, the Zircon Game, and the related Two Stroke Three. And in fact, Alan, I think it was Alan Freeman who I interviewed on Wavelength on the 1st of August 2008. And you can go back into the Wavelength archive if you want, if you were determined to research that particular interview. Now, I have to make an announcement. Our annual fundraiser starts on the 1st of February and runs until the 10th of February. We need to raise £100,000 to maintain and improve our unique and oversubscribed facilities and to support our 225 programme makers. The script. This programme is coming to you live and for free. If you like what you hear on Resonance, please do support us by setting up a regular donation. That's the best way to help us make long-term plans to maintain our community radio facilities and to support our many broadcasters. Please visit fundraiser.resonant.fm and set up a regular donation or bid on things or attend events. I will be screening three films on February the 7th. More details to follow. But now follows 60 minutes of Zircon and the Burning Brains.
As I entered the dark and gloomy room, my attention was drawn to the sources of light. As I searched for Frank's zircon encrusted tweezers, I glimpsed through the broken window. The buildings were all in decay, crumbling with age. I saw the embers of a burning brain. Sorting through the glowing ashes, I found lost thoughts. illusions, dreams, half-forgotten memories cast on the wind. As I searched for the source of the fire, vivid colors blinded and shattered the senses. A thousand sounds scattered and flew into the air, into the darkness. Remained was cold smoke, cold smoke.
Ultima Thule, Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule.
Do you know why? Where it comes from?
But it's going to be all right.
So it's not a monster, it's a...
Is that what you believe?
tell me what kind of life is growing inside me, what sort of brain it has?
Sivas.
Does it tell me what kind of life is?
Thank you.
Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule.
Uh-huh. All parts of the recording may be reproduced without permission from the media services. All parts of the recording may be reproduced without
Tuli.
Yeah, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. Today we're featuring the music of Leicester, UK-based experimental avant-garde trio Zircon and the Burning Brains. And not entirely irrelevant, in 1947, fruit flies held fast in a container became the first animals to visit space from Earth. They were parachuted back alive. And when I first read that, I sort of imagined individual fruit flies with parachutes. But, of course, they wouldn't need parachutes, would they? They could just sort of drift down. OK, so these recordings are from two CDs by Zircon and the Burning Brains, released in 2004. One is called Occidental Encounter, and the other one is called Zircognition, and they are available from the Ultima Thule record shop in Leicester. So we'll press on.
Jettison. Solid motor jettison.
She's there.
Vicky. Oh, no.
Well, you people should stay up late.
55 hours.
Just stay up late.
55 hours.
Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule.
Thank you. mes malades. Je suis tombé malade.
Thank you.
Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule.
Hello there, you are listening to Resonant.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.